Mark Rietwinden.
That goal was called back when the Vegas went up 3-1. Did you sense the momentum changing significantly after that call went for you?
Yeah, I think it's obviously a momentum change. You know, when you get a goal called back or a for either side, it's a good thing for us, bad thing for them, and it seemed like after that we took over the game.
Big picture right now, everybody's talking outside the organization here about waking up this morning, seeing your club at top of the Central Division. Brian Little was just talking about it a bit. What does it mean for your group of players that have been here for a while to see what you've been able to achieve so far this year?
Yeah, it's huge for our group, but at the end of the day, we still haven't done anything yet. You know, we're in a good spot now, but there's still a lot of hard work to do. You still have a lot of games left. There's a lot of good teams in this league that can go on some streaks, and we have to, have to be happy with it today. But then, come tomorrow, we have to be ready to play another game.
I know you keep an eye on things around the league, but does it bring a bit of a smile to your face when you look and you see Winnipeg atop of the standings there?
Yeah, for sure. When your team's succeeding, it's always going to put a smile on your face, and it's that much more motivation to keep our team at the top there. We got to continue to work on our game. We got to continue to get better as a team, and that's what every team is doing. When you're at the top, every team wants to come for you, and every team that's going to come into this building is going to want to beat you, and we have to be ready for that.
How about the penalty kill? Something that Paul's kind of added to your repertoire a little bit more this year. What's that been like, and what's the challenge of it?
Yeah, it's definitely different. You got to learn. I haven't killed a lot in this league, and this year I've gotten that opportunity, and you have to. It's a huge honor to be out there to try to keep some pucks out when they got a man up. So, for me, I want to continue to learn. Henny's been a good help. Wheels has killed a lot, and I get to kill with him, and he's been a huge help as well. So, I just want to continue to learn on that in that aspect.
You and Blake both blocked shots on the same kill last night. Is that something you got to wrap your head around too? Because there's guys like Tanev and Hendricks who have been doing it for years and do it well, but is that something new for you?
Yeah, everyone has to block shots. There's got to be sacrifice, in this game to be a successful team. You need everyone sacrificing, whether it's taking a hit, making a hit, blocking a shot, whatever it is. That's something that it just comes with the territory.
Both special teams units took another jump last night, a little bit up the rankings, PKN, power play. I mean, how, when you look at the success of your team has generated this year, how much of that can you attribute to the improvements on special teams?
Yeah, it's obviously huge. When you're scoring on the PP and you're stopping other teams on the PK, you're gonna be successful. In today's game, there's so much. There's a lot of the game that's going to be played, either man up or a man down, and when you're successful in those areas, you're gonna get a leg up on the opponent.
You touched on this yesterday, Mark, but another stride for Kyle Connor yesterday. Scores a big goal, obviously, and then get the chips in with the empty netter. But fitting in with you guys, what do you continue to see about this kid's progress?
He's been awesome. He's been I think he's been getting him better and better every game. He gets more comfortable. Me and Wheels love playing with him. He's got a knack to find the net. He knows the areas to go to create scoring opportunities. He makes good passes. He plays a simple game, and we like that about him. And obviously, he's got a good skill level to boot with that, and that obviously really helps. But he's been awesome, and he's been a great asset for me and Wheels.
Do you think you guys have snuck up on some teams at all this year?
Surprised them? I have no idea. We want to play our game each and every. We don't worry about who it's against or any of those other factors. We gotta focus on our game, and no matter what, that's our main focus. We can't be looking around the league. We can't be thinking about other intangible things. We just have to focus on playing our game and focusing on that.
As good as you guys thought or hoped you could be, have you surprised yourselves at all?
We wanted to make this, we have a good team. We wanted to make waves this year, and for us, it's still early in the season. We can't get too ahead of ourselves, but we know if we continue to play this way, we can win games.
In the Canadian market, there's so much attention on how well Toronto's doing, how bad Edmonton's doing. Do you guys think you've kind of quietly gone about your business and maybe don't get the attention or credit you deserve?
Doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, if we're getting points in games and we're winning games, that's all that matters to us. We don't care if we get attention. We don't care if we get accolades because of it. You know, they can take all the media attention, and we'll continue to work on our game and try to be the best team we can be.